Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland and I'm your host for this program, which is called Talk to a Pastor. And I think you're going to enjoy today's program because I'm going to talk about some very important things. First of all, I'm going to talk about how to be happier. How to be happier in life. And the way to be happier is quite simply by giving up a little emotion that we think we are entitled, one emotion and one way of thinking that we think we are entitled to, but we're really not. And we indulge this little emotion. When we indulge it, it causes all kinds of havoc in our life. Now, what do you suppose this little emotion is? It's called resentment. It is called resentment. And if I could repeat, well, I have now for the past 23 years, I've repeated over and over again, resentment is something to give up. And a lot of us don't know we're resentful until we are challenged, you know, tested, and then we find out that we are resentful. And along with resentment goes something called judgment. Now, I have long wondered why it is that a lot of moms become a little bit cuckoo. A lot of ladies, men become, what do men become? Well, men become angry, they become violent, they become wimps. Men become alcoholics, you know, that sort of thing. Mostly angry or angry and suppressed, wimps, that sort of thing. Most men are kind of reasonable, but they have, they're tempted to be angry, and then they suppress their anger and they become a wimp. But a lot of ladies become hateful, very judgmental. Increasing judgmental until it reaches a point that their judgment is like insanity. They become like insane, where, you know, where they resent their husband so much that all they can see is him doing bad things. And even if he does something good, they wouldn't even see it because they hate him, so they judge him so much. And judgment, when we become judgmental, we leap to conclusions, and our judgments are mostly hateful ones, angry ones, negative ones. And we judge harshly, we judge and condemn. So then after judgment comes condemnation. So you have judgment, and then you have condemnation. But this judgment leads to craziness, leads to insanity. It leads to a very negative mental state. And of course, after that, you know, it also leads to depression and so on, and emptiness. Judgment is the handmaiden of resentment, or resentment is the handmaiden of judgment. I don't know which, but they go hand in hand. But a lot of women become judgmental, and they don't see the resentment aspect of it, and they don't even see that they're judgmental. Because they're so full of blame. So full of blame and judgment that all they can do is focus negatively on their partner, on their husband or their boyfriend or whoever. See how that works? All right. So if you want to keep your sanity, if you don't want to go cuckoo, if you don't want to lose your equilibrium and your balance and your peace of mind and so on and so forth, then you have to really, really watch out for judgment. And the other thing you need to watch out for is resentment. So you have these two things. So if I could give you some good advice, and the same goes for men. Men become angry, see, and then some men become angry and violent. Well, that's obviously bad. I mean, that's bad. But most men don't become violent. Most men become kind of suppressed. They don't say anything because they got a lot of anger underneath, see. So men have to watch out for anger, but what goes before anger is resentment. So if you want to hang on to your sanity and hang on to your emotional equilibrium, then it's very important that you watch out for resentment and be ready to let it go. Would you please? I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, who am I? Well, my name is Roland. I'm a pastor, but I'm not a pastor who has a big church. In fact, I don't even have a small church. I don't have any church. I'm just a pastor. Just a plain old pastor, and you can't follow me, you can't join my church or anything like that, because I don't have one. See, that makes it wonderful, because that way you're free. You're completely free to listen to what I have to say, and if it makes sense to you, then that's good. If it doesn't, or you don't like what I say, then you're free to leave at any time. See how that works? No pressure. You don't have to give in. You don't have to donate. You don't have to. There's no offering plate stuck in your face. Nothing like that. So we were talking about judgment and resentment, and I have to keep repeating it because it's so important. I remember many years ago, I marveled when I used to watch Christian television quite a bit. I marveled that they didn't talk about resentment very much. Finally, they had a guest on. Local Christian talk program, you know, they had interviewed people and so on, and they had a Father Hampsch, I think his name was, Father Hampsch, and he talked about resentment. I think he even had a book about it, and he said how negative resentment is, and how it, see, a lot of people don't know how to forgive. They don't know how to forgive. They don't know how to forgive and forget. So this might be a good place to talk about that, because a lot of us have a problem with baggage from the past. We have a problem with people that did something to us, a mom that was cruel or judgmental or mean or pressured you or put you down or hated you because you were like your father, you know, that sort of thing. Or you had a dad who was angry, he wasn't there for you, he left and was gone and so on. Or you had boyfriends that took advantage, or we had an uncle that was cruel, or an aunt who was cruel, or a babysitter who was cruel, or kids that made fun. We have a lot of people that tempted us to become angry and resentful toward them, you see. And along with the anger and the resentment comes intimidation. See, that's the problem, is there's intimidation involved. Every time you think about the person, you resent them, and because resentment is an inferior emotion. Because it's an inferior emotion, then you feel intimidated by it. In other words, you're reacting negatively. See what I mean? Or when you encounter them. When you encounter them, they have an effect upon your body because you react to them negatively. So you feel inferior. There's an intimidation factor, and you don't dare speak up to them. That's another problem. You don't dare speak up to them for various reasons. I won't go into now. But let's just say there's that intimidation factor, which you also resent. And then you encounter people like them. You encounter someone like your mean babysitter, or your mean sister who is more clever or smarter or prettier than you, or your mean older brother who always put you down, or twist or hit you in the arm and pushed you on the ground, and he was bigger and stronger than you, and you resented him. See, when you encounter people like him, well, then you resent them, but you also are intimidated by them. Or someone like your dad or your mom, like I said, teacher who was mean or bossy or something. So you have that intimidation factor and the resentment factor. So how are you going to come out from underneath this baggage from the past? How are you going to come out from underneath the resentment and the intimidation? Well, the first step is to give up, is to don't resent them. Is to stop resenting them, is to let go of the resentment. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Just let go of it. When you see the resentment, there it is. Okay, so there's the resentment. There comes the person there's a resentment. Or there comes someone like the person, you know, someone that looks like your mom or acts like your dad or talks like your brother or is pressures you like a bully or a teacher or someone. Just observe, just see the resentment. That's all. Just watch it. Don't try to do anything about it. Just watch it. See that it's wrong. See that it's inferior. See that it's a little bit of hate. See how negative it is. Just watch it, okay? And let it pass. Don't indulge it. That's the secret. Don't indulge it, okay? See how that works? In other words, if you walk by a big bowl of ice cream or something. Well, there's the ice cream. You can see the ice cream. You can smell the ice cream. It's all wonderful and everything. But you don't have to start indulging it. See? You don't have to. Just let it pass. Your waistline will be better off. See? All right. Well, the same thing with resentment. You don't have to indulge it. And the same thing with the judgment. Look, if you gain some objectivity at all, even just a little bit of objectivity by standing back from the resentment, then you can see that your judgments are mean, and you can see that the judgments are very negative, very hateful, very cruel. See, your thoughts are really not something that you'd want to put on the front page of the newspaper, not something to be proud of. They're very negative sometimes, very hateful. Okay, well, just observe them. Stand back and observe them and see that they're wrong. Okay? And understand that they spring from the resentment. See? And then you also let go of the resentment. You see how that works? All right. So, now, talking about forgiving, what is forgiving? See, a lot of people can't forgive, and the reason they can't forgive is because they don't want to let go of the judgment. See, that's the only way they feel they can remain, be superior to the one who had intimidated them in reality. See what I mean by judging them for their wrong? But the problem is the judgment itself is inferior, and the resentment is inferior. See how that works? So if you don't want to be inferior anymore, then let go of the resentment. There is a nobility in standing back and not being resentful. See, there's a gracefulness, there's a nobility, there's a sort of courage and a sort of smartness in it. See, anyone can get upset. See, anyone can get upset, and every fool does. Anyone can become resentful, and every fool becomes resentful. See, anybody can become judgmental, and every judgmental person does, see? But the ones who don't become resentful, don't become judgmental. Now here I want to give you a little hint. A lot of us don't want to forgive because we think that means we have to be nice to the person who did something to us, that we have to like them, that we have to be friends with them, etc., etc. No, you don't have to. You don't have to like them. You don't have to be friends with them. All you have to do is simply drop the resentment, see? You don't have to be friends with them. Of course, you could approach them and say, look, when I was a kid, you did this to me and that to me and this to me and that to me. And I resented you. I hated you. Okay, I don't hate you anymore. I've let go of the resentment. I don't hate you anymore, but I want you to know this is what you did to me and apologize. And when you're ready to apologize, you know my number. And then you just walk away. You're done with it. Being able to do this successfully hinges on letting go of the resentment. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful day. I'm making this program on a Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining. It's glorious. It's a beautiful world out there, you know, a beautiful world. But what is it that makes us live in our little hell? Well, two things. Number one, and I've already alluded to it, and it's the worst thing of all, so just remember what I've had to say about resentment. Listen to this program again, if you can. But that's one thing. And then the other thing is reacting to other people. Now, admittedly, other people can be cruel and mean. Other people make mistakes and are perfect. Okay? But perhaps this will help you to understand a little bit and help you forgive them. And when I said forgive, I said forgiveness means just let go of the resentment. See? I want you to really, really, really listen to what I say and grasp it. Okay? Grasp what I say, and that is forgiving another person does not mean you have to be nice to them. It doesn't mean you have to like them. It doesn't even mean you have to have anything to do with them. It simply means that you don't hate them anymore. You don't resent them anymore. Okay? You let go of the resentment, or when you see the resentment rising, you watch it and you don't indulge it. Okay? Got it? All right. Very important. Now, it might help you to forgive other people if you understand a couple of things. Number one, understand that many people are not themselves possessed. That's right, they're possessed. See, when they were children, there was nobody there for them. Their father wasn't there for them. Their mom hated their dad, resented their dad, and she judged him. See, eventually she was unhappy. And why was she unhappy? Because of her resentment and judgment of her husband or her boyfriend or a series of boyfriends. And it all began when she was a little girl. So mom hated dad. See? Well, so there's the daughter or there's the son. Undoubtedly closer to mom than to dad, because a lot of times dad's not even there. A lot of times dad isn't even there anymore. If he is there, he's like a non-factor. So the kids are naturally closer to mom. Little kids are bonded to their mom. So the mom bends their ear, tells them how terrible dad is, and so they hate dad, perhaps. They judge dad, too, right along with mom. In fact, they know if they want to be in their mom's good graces, they have to hate their dad. See, they know they have to resent their dad. They know they have to go along with her, and she says he's the most terrible person, and oh, boo-hoo, he's so terrible. Well, maybe he is terrible, but maybe he's not. Maybe she made him, see. Maybe she constantly irritated him and put him down and didn't give him the space to find himself. And was always nagging him and always wanted something from him. But like I've always said, it is the man's fault ultimately, because he's supposed to be the dispenser of love. If he doesn't have that agape love, that emotionless love, then. But anyway, so he married your mom, and she was like his mom, probably. But so there was your mom and your dad, and they were like Adam and Eve, and she tempted him, and he went for the temptation. He married her, and then her cute little naughty teas became nagging teas, and then he resented her for that and kept reacting to her. See? Well, so that's what the atmosphere the child grew up with, and undoubtedly, see, there was plenty of teas and cruelty all around, and hatred and angers and animosity and undercurrents. And some of that somehow slips in. See, when we start reacting, see, we start resenting our mom, resent our brother, resent our dad, and so on and so forth. Well, the floodgates open, and some of that gets in. Some of that invisible, negative, dark spirit gets in. See, the spirit that was in your mom that hated your dad. See, gets into you, and there it is in you. Then it starts to boss you around and drive you from within. And it's full of hate, and it has a lot of negative thoughts about other people, and it misleads you, and you think it's you, so you go along with it, and it leads you into error, and so on and so forth. So that a lot of people are not themselves. That's why you mustn't hate them. Hate the sin, but don't hate the person. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? you have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues, and somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even take from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, yes. Well, that was kind of a long-winded ad there, but it's a good one. All I'm saying is that I'm available for consultation if you want to. I'm available for consultation, you know, life coach, pastoral coaching, whatever you want to call it. It does cost something. It's not free because it just isn't. There are reasons why I can't make it free. But for the time being, just know that. But I do have a lot of things that are free. You can get an introductory copy of the meditation. You can read some of my books. You can, you know, preview many chapters of them for free. Listen to all my audio for free. Read all my blogs. Many of my articles for free. So there's a lot of stuff is free. And the meditation, I charge, what, $10? For $10, you get the meditation, four parts, and a book called Becoming a Friend of God, over 200 pages. It's a fabulous book. E-book. You get it as an e-book. And you also get Conquering Stress, a fabulous book about learning how not to be so reactive so you don't get all stressed out. You get those two books and a booklet and a four-part meditation for $10. You can't beat that. You just can't. You know, it should be, it's worth its weight in gold. But it's so unbelievably cheap. If you want to find out about it, just go to commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. Or you can go to www.talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. Okay, you can order it all online using PayPal. Very safe, very simple. Use your credit card and PayPal. You can make a donation, too. Help me keep going. See, this is listener-supported. I don't get any salary or anything. I do this as a volunteer and pay for the airtime myself, so any help would be greatly appreciated. You know, if I help you, then you can help me. So, you know, that's fair. So I was saying that, that's what you should do. You should get the meditation so you can gain some objectivity. And then you can be more forgiving toward, you can begin to forgive your old dad. Yeah. Forgive your dad. When he was a little boy, people didn't have love and understanding for him either. And he became lost. And he married your mom, and she was too much for him. She was too much for him. He failed. She hated him. He failed, just like all men have failed, beginning with her father who failed her. See? So all she knows is failing men that she can't help but judge. She can't help but judge them for their failing. See? For their real failings or then failings that she imagines. And she tempts him to fail. See? She either supports his wrong, she enables him or supports his wrong, or she teases and tempts him to make him angry. She tempts him to become angry. She tempts him to become so upset he turns to the bottle or goes to another woman. See, then after she tempts him, or she serves him and serves him and serves him out of guilt, and then when he takes advantage of her service, then she hates him resents him for that. See, so whatever he does, she resents him for it, and tempts him to make a mistake, and then when he does, then she hates him for that. See. Of course, he's supposed to have the wisdom to see what's going on. He's supposed to have grace and patience and endurance, long-suffering, and all these wonderful virtues. But maybe he never had the time, maybe he couldn't find himself, see? And your poor old mom, she was unloved. No one ever loved her properly. So forgive both of them, would you please? Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, we're up against a lot of hate. We're up against a spirit of evil that tempts us, that hates us and wants us to fail and fall. And we fail and fall, especially when we become judgmental and resentful. So start forgiving other people, would you please? Start forgiving them. Don't hate them anymore. Get my meditation. Read some of my books. Start to get better. Let your hair down, sit back, relax, and take a deep breath, a deep sigh of relief, and start to enjoy life a little bit, okay? All right. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.